Hi there, I'm back. Wanted to record another call for you. And the call that I'm about to make is one that I'm a little bit intimidated, actually, by this person. And if we look at it or think about this in terms of call reluctance, the type of call reluctance that I'm feeling right now is what's called social self-consciousness. And what that really means is it's the fear of calling on people that you view as higher status than yourself. And the reason that I think I'm feeling that right now is because this was a prospect that was referred to me by one of my accountants, and I happen to know that this person is a consultant, and the accountant already let me know what the salary was going to be for this particular individual, and it's really high. So immediately I started to feel intimidated, and when I do the work on my thought, and my thought is he will look down on me for what I do. He will look down on me for what I do. Is it true? Let's go through the work. Here we go, step by step. The first question is it true? And I have to say no, because I don't know if he's going to look down on me for what I do. And the second question is, how do I behave when I think that thought? He looks down on me for what I do. And my behavior is self-conscious, nervousness, start to, just really become fearful. I don't know how else to describe it. And then the next question would be, how would you behave if you couldn't think the thought, he looks down on me for what I do? And the answer is I would have increased self-confidence. It's interesting that the stories we tell ourselves actually take our self-confidence away. So we have to focus on what we're thinking and make sure that we're thinking things that are empowering us rather than disempowering us. So how would I behave if I couldn't think that thought? Is I would actually take the action, be a lot more relaxed, and be a lot more confident. And then the turnaround statements, he looks down on me for what I do, would turn around to he doesn't look down on me for what I do. And I would say that that one is truer, because why would he look down on me? I'm not a bad guy. And secondly, the other one would be I look down on me for what I do. That's the other turnaround. So I would say that that is truer than he looks down on me for what I do. And why do I look down on me for what I do? Because I know ultimately that this particular job that I'm still in isn't my passion. It's something that I do, something that I still like, but I know it's not ultimately my passion and it's not my mission in life. So I know I do have a little bit of a complex in my mind when it comes to this work. So all that said, I'm going to make the call and see what happens. And again, the other tool, is simply the thoughts create feelings, feelings create actions, and actions create results, or the TFAR model, what we call the process of manifestation. Because as I just said, my thoughts are creating feelings of lack of self-confidence, which would typically create an action of, it's going to create fear and lack of action. And then the result would certainly be not a good one. In this situation, I actually have to take the action because the referral was given to me by one of my accountants, so I have to call on this person. So I'm in a different spot. But if this call was optional, I might be fearful of it. And the reason is it's because of that thought that he looks down on me. That's what creates it. That's where it all starts. And that thought isn't necessarily even true. And that's what's interesting. And I think that's what we do when it comes to our self-confidence. We tell ourselves these stories that are absolutely false, and they're based on our interpretation of events in our lives, and our interpretations might be incorrect. So it certainly is something to keep in mind. It's something that I think you should all be learning over and over and over again, but let's hope that it really sticks at the end of the program. So let's make the call and see what happens. Talk to you soon.